In the case of nuclear or radiological fallout, people living around potential targets. You shouldn't leave your shelter until officials say so.
This is the emergency broadcast system. This is not a test. Repeat, this is not a test. Citizens are advised to take the following steps. Stay alert to news media events or local emergency alert notifications.
Previously on the Big Red
Hold on, let me.
I fixed it.
I feel a fetch quest coming on, which is.
Who's to say? What can I do for y'all coming over here in my little domicile? I ain't been bothering nobody.
So the sheriff sent us over here. He just said it might be a good idea for us to chat with you before we leave.
Is now the time to tell him that we found a cannibal?
No!
A cannibal?
No.
What?
Shut out your bucket of bolts.
A what now? Hold on now.
The robot said cannonballs.
No, I'm pretty sure I said cannibal. There were teeth, meat. This jacket was made out of human flesh.
It's human fresh, is what he said.
I mean, there's that guy that's been coming down here for the last couple days asking some questions. Angel wings on the back of his coat or what it was, but it just gave me a nice feeling.
Mr. Wigger, is that by chance the person that we murdered not too far from here?
Godfrey, shut your trap.
Carl, I think you were trading with the cannibal.
You don't say.
Is it always like this here?
It's not.
I mean, that's not really a big deal. Going after some raiders.
Godfrey, don't tell him.
Good luck. Don't die, I guess. See you all later.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, real. Yeah, what a dick. He didn't even help at all. I mean.
My name's not Dick.
Hello, I am a robot.
Oh, geez.
Do you have anything that would help me?
maybe why don't you stay on the other side of the counter?
Godfrey.
Well, okay.
Everything we sell here is on the up and up. You know, just a little bit of everything. Everything's above board, though, okay? Like, we don't have anything shady.
I don't want to pull that card, but we're actually deputies of the sheriff. But I was just hoping that maybe, because everything is on the up and up, you could work a discount.
You guys really cops?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I will go get the sheriff so we can confirm this.
No. You don't have to do that. What are you, some kind of RoboCop? Get back over here. We don't need to bring law enforcement into this, okay?
What do you guys say we go talk to the mayor? And
What can I do for you, boys?
Are you telling... Is this one of the scenarios which I tried to mention the cannibal?
You haven't told anyone, have you?
Yes, I told Crazy Carl.
You guys haven't been able to go 2 hours without telling everyone that we had a cannibal in our midst.
You, my dear, are a breath of fresh air in this radioactive wasteland.
Are you trying to seduce the mayor, Godfrey?
All right.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Big Red Button Podcast. We are so happy that you are here. If this is your first time listening, we are entering the world of the Fallout video game franchise in a role-playing game as we are exploring the wastelands of Michigan. In our first episode, we encountered some raiders from the north who attacked us. We found a cannibal in their midst. This last episode, we started scavenging through the town to try and find supplies, and now we are headed north. What, Dallas is looking at me.
Oh, I was just looking. I don't have you guys pulled up on the screen.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, now we are headed north to try and investigate because we have a treaty with these pesky raiders to the north. And so why they would have started moving south into our nice little town of Dust Ridge is beyond us. And so the sheriff and mayor have sent us out, and we have just now left town, and you find our three intrepid explorers heading north. So Dallas, take it away.
You guys have made it to Harrison, and you guys have been cautious the entire time, even though it's only really a day's trek from where you guys are. It took you guys 2 days because every shadow behind every rock gave you pause. You took shifts during the night to make sure that there were no, you know, spooky cannibals going to jump out and eat you, except Godfrey. Godfrey kind of doesn't mind because he doesn't have any meat on his bones. So you guys finally make it to Harrison, where you know there is a large encampment of raiders here who have made this their home for as long as you guys have been here. So here to scout, you're here to find information, and you guys have approached the front of Harrison. There's a bombed out building to your right and giant walls to your left.
So Godfrey, come here for a second, buddy. Houston,
yes,
I mean, you'll benefit from this too, but help me out. All right. I know that you've been in a bank vault, but you gotta understand. Some people, like the mayor and the sheriff and us, we're trying to make it through life as friends, right? Does that make sense so far?
I mean, I am familiar with the term of friend, Master Winger, but...
Now, some other groups, they don't want to be friends. And these people up here, they don't want to be our friends. They know that if they come down south, it'll be nasty for everybody. But we got to be really careful, okay? So we can't just go about, you know, knocking on every door and trying to shake hands and asking them about their, you know, general bank ledger, okay? You can't ask about their checking account statuses.
What he's saying is, let us do the talking.
Yeah. Thank you, Houston. Thank you.
Fine. Leave it to the author to have the most concise use of words here. You talk. Well, I do believe that we are going to need some sort of signal when I need to stop communicating.
How about I cough twice?
Have you assessed the current state of your irradiated lungs?
You know, what I feel like I'm doing right here is the equivalent of your dad after church on a Sunday before you walk into Mexican. He's kind of like, all right, everyone's getting waters. That's what I'm trying to foster here in this. So, all right. So Godfrey, listen,
yes.
I want you, if something gets really, really aggressive, you just gotta like puff out big and have the buzzsaw running. I think we can talk them down because we have a treaty already.
I have the capability of being terrifying if need be.
Oh, good. Keep that in your RAM for later, because we may need you to access that, okay?
Randomly?
Strategically, actually. I'm going to start exploring over here to the right. There's a big main road out in front of us, and it just looks like a shooting gallery waiting to happen. I walk over here to the left, to the west, and there's kind of a burnout car, maybe a big old tractor, but I can't see anything beyond that. It looks like maybe a wall right here.
Yes, there's to the west side here, there's a large concrete fence that has walled off kind of that whole section of Harrison. And remember, there could be booby traps. This is raider territory, so walking around may not be prudent to your survival. The trio needs a plan.
Houston, Godfrey, what do you guys like as an idea? Do we kind of just go down the main road, or do we try and go the back alley? I feel like if we announce our presence in the middle, in the center of town, we could at least try and get them to acknowledge our treaty, but if we do a little more sneaky approach, they could think we're up to no good. What do you all think?
Probably the most direct route is the best route.
I have to agree with Houston. I do believe that the fewer steps that we do take will exhaust the least amount of effort, make our intentions known. There is a treaty. A hit down the main road.
Back alleyways were never a good sign, even in the before times.
So you guys have walked to the first intersection in Harrison. You haven't been this far before in Harrison, always giving it a wide berth since this is Raider territory, and you don't have the best relationship with the Raiders, even though these Raiders aren't particularly aggressive. They still are Raiders and are still kind of murdery, so you've left them well enough alone.
I look around for some Raiders, and what do I see?
So I'm going to need Houston to give me two dice. Roll two 20s.
Okay.
Got an 8?
There we go.
Roll me one more. And okay.
3.
Oh, and for our listeners at home, in this tabletop game, small numbers are good, like golf. Big numbers are bad, like golf. Anytime you listen to any other tabletop podcast, they're happy when they roll big numbers. We're happy when we roll small numbers. And it seems Houston has rolled two very small numbers.
Houston squints his eyes and listens, turns his head, and all Houston hears is wind tunneling down side streets. There's a couple pieces of garbage kind of rolling down, but that's all he hears. He hears absolutely no other sounds. In the middle of this street where there is a gang of raiders.
There's a gang of raiders?
Wait, what?
This is where raiders headquarters. This is where they live. So one would assume.
Oh, so he's not hearing anything, but
he hears nothing. Absolutely nothing in this
interesting
supposed nest of raiders.
Much of like what's in my soul, nothing.
Oh dear.
I don't know about you guys, but normally they're busy, you know? They need scrap just like we do.
Isn't this supposed to be like the borderline haven of raiders north of our previous home?
Every other time Houston and I have come up here, it's been crawling with them. So what are these buildings nearby? Do I need to go investigate them myself, or am I able to perceive some signs?
Oh yeah, you can look at the signs. So the signs on these, there is to your southeast, there is a building with some steps leading up to the corner there. And that once was some sort of cafe. They had coffee, they had different beverages and, you know, things to eat at some point, it looks like. The sign is green, kind of circular, but it's faded to the point where you really can't tell what the name of that establishment was or could have been.
Is that a weird two-legged mermaid? That's weird. Huh.
And to the northwest, the building on that corner also has a sign that looks like it's faded out so much that you can't tell the branding, but it looks like it was some sort of comic book store of yesteryear that, outside of the sign being faded away, looks well kept for, you know, a post-apocalyptic wasteland. And on down, there are some other buildings. One that looks like it might be some sort of super-duper mart, maybe a mini super-duper mart, and a public library.
A library. Maybe they have some surviving books, or at least some paper.
I make an attempt to use my vast array of, you know, biochemical mass spectral analysis sensors to see if there's any sort of unusual spikes of radiation or, I don't know, traces of sulfuric acid from some sort of chemical attack, because I, even though I've left the vault not mere weeks ago, this amount of desolation is unnerving me.
Would you like to roll?
Sure.
Or are you just going to use your normal gizmos? 11.
11 and 13.
Yeah, boy. So you kick on all of your gizmos and your baubles and They are kind of caked in some dust and dirt, so they really don't tell you a whole lot. You really need to kind of clean those out. So maybe use one of your clamper arms or have one of the fellas dig in your sensors there.
You know what? If you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. I walk over to the cafe and I open the door and I start to look in side to side. And on first glance, as I open the door, I don't see. Do you keep closing the door on me?
Sorry, that was on accident.
Okay.
I can't see what you see. So I was like, oh, he needs it opened. And it just wasn't working.
So I open the door and I clear my corners because I am terrified. You know, having lived in a vault, there's normally, you know, lots of people in cafes, but it seems empty. Tables on the ground, chairs knocked over, stools knocked over. I'm going to walk behind the bar, the counter over here, and kind of rummage through. Is this a refrigerator right here?
Because those are counters.
I've got
countertops.
These on my right?
Yeah. Now there's a smashed out looking freezer. The top.
Ah, this is a freezer? I've got a hankering for another Nuka-Cola because Randy's so stingy back home, and apparently I'm the only one who's able to bring home Nuka-Cola for the whole of Dust Ridge. I want to look in here and see if there's any Nuka-Cola in there.
All right, roll me some dice.
All right. 4, that's good. And 15, that's not so good. But the 4, I got a 4.
You reach your hand down in the hundreds of years of muck and dirt and grime, and you find a dusty bottle of Nuka-Cola sitting down there. What looks like the last one. How it wasn't smashed with all of the other shards of glass and things that were in there, who knows? But it was tucked in just out of reach from the prying hands and eyes of all of the different people who have passed by this establishment.
Meanwhile, in my apparently triggered neuroses, I begin to walk around the cafe and write up the tables and set up stools and try to establish some sort of order.
So as you guys are setting these things up...
And I just sit by the bar.
And are kind of regathering your bearings in here, you are still not hearing anything and have made quite a bit of noise with all of the, you know, the grinding of the tables on the floor, the rummaging through the broken glass. You guys have not been the sneakiest three in trying to reopen this establishment, but you still don't hear anything.
But we haven't been accosted either. This is wild, guys. I mean, normally there's at least Kyle, who's the leader. You've got Marshall, who's the Marshall. It's kind of a weird... We didn't tell him that you don't need to be named Marshall to be a Marshall. That was part of the treaty. And then you've got Dylan. And normally the three of them are right here at the front, you know, waving pipe pistols at me, telling me to back off. Houston, do you see anybody?
I do not. I like Dylan. Though he did look like a Dylan.
Well, we gotta go to the library for Houston, right?
I need books. As we all know, having fun isn't hard when you've got a library card.
That's catchy. Did you come up with that yourself?
Oh, yes, I did.
Pretty good.
I did. With my friend Mark.
So the library's to the north.
Is it this big thing right in front
yeah,
of me?
Yeah, that's the big one. There you go.
Ooh. Whoa. There's real carpet in here? How did they maintain that?
So you guys walk into this library and notice that unlike the cafe, which was in all kinds of disrepair and had stains and tables were turned over and glass was smashed.
It's pristine.
This library has been maintained to as perfect as the post-apocalyptic wasteland can get. All of the tables and chairs are mostly in order. There's books lining the shelves. All of the burned out books and all the detritus of, you know, after the bombs have fell are gone. And so there is just line after line of books
and resources and magazines.
Real books. I haven't seen this kind of collection since the vault.
I haven't seen this sort of cleanliness since my vault.
Adult fiction. Ah, here we go. All right. We've got A. We've got B.
Oh, dear. Houston, you told me to alert you when his pheromone levels were elevated.
Here it is.
They're currently elevated.
Houston McKinley. I think there's only three. Can I roll for perception to see if I can find the whole collection of Houston McKinley's works?
Roll.
I got a 2 and an 18. So one pretty good, one not so good. As long as I keep rolling the good one, I'm happy, you know?
Okay, time out. Dallas.
Yes.
Do you just have to get one dice that's good?
If it is a level 1, like the caution level, the complication level is 1. The danger level is 1. You just have to get one dice to make it. If it's 2, then you have to get 2. 3, you have to get 3. And so in order to get those, you have to spend action points, which you have 6. So you can spend action points to get more dice.
Okay.
To kind of either up your chances or if, you know, it's dangerous.
So I walked over here into the corner of the adult fiction section, which I'm scratching my head as to how these raiders have maintained a real library. But I think I may have found Houston's books over here, guys.
What?
You found 2 of his books.
Oh, this was a great one. Murder on the Western Front.
This one, The Song of Pelicans and Vipers. It was such a great book.
I remember that one, but there was a lot of singing in that. Why was there so much singing?
I was channeling my inner bluegrass phase.
Ah, I gotcha. No, I haven't read these since I was a youngster in the vault.
Bluegrass? Is that another side effect of the nuclear explosions?
You could call it a side effect, but it wasn't from the nuclear explosions.
So as you're standing there, you feel something touch your temple.
My temple?
Your temple. And you hear a voice say, "Put those books back, or I'm going to blow your brains all over the L section." You look over, and you see, breathing on your neck almost, a crackled, almost scaly-looking face missing a nose. And he is pointing a double-barreled shotgun at the side of your head.
I'm slowly going to put both books down.
Do not move. I will take those books from you. And so he reaches out, and he grabs the books and sets them on the shelf. And he tells you not to move. What are you doing in my library?
I can explain.
Well, you better start explaining, because I've got 2 shells that I'm pretty sure can make it through your head.
We're from Dustridge to the south. And we've got a treaty with the raiders who are normally here. And we've never been able to look into their town. And we were just curious. I promise we mean you no harm.
Yeah, well, have you ever met a raider? Raiders don't read. This isn't their library.
And Godfrey, who was still examining the adult fiction books that Master Winger was examining, picks up one and takes it over to Master Winger. Master Winger, this matches, well, it's very similar to the poster that you have hanging next to your bed. Oh my, we're not alone.
Put the book down.
Hey, I'm the author of that book. Look at the dust jacket. It's my picture. It's my face.
I don't care if you wrote all of these books. You don't touch my books. Now I'm going to walk you guys slowly out the door, and if you move even an inch out of the way,
I'll give you an autograph if you want it.
Can we just talk for a second before we leave? We don't mean you any harm, and clearly you're not a raider, so I'm sure we can find some common ground here, right?
Sure. Are you part of the others? Is that what it is? I don't care who you are. We can have this conversation outside, so start marching.
Okay, I'll walk.
I think it's odd to call this establishment a library if we're not allowed to touch the books, but that's just
Godfrey,
me.
Remember our chat before we got in here. All right, I'm walking towards the door, I promise.
Walk slow.
Here's the thing. Yep, I'm going slow. I promise. I'm Jake. This is Houston and Gottfried, our Mr. Handy friend. Come on. Come on, guys.
Keep marching. Keep marching.
I'm going.
Out the door. You too, Chrome Dome. Get out.
Chrome Dome, I like that.
The ghoul, while he is pointing the gun still at Jake, reaches behind him, shuts and locks the library door.
So we're all standing outside on the front stoop?
You're all outside, yeah.
Like I said, I'm Jake. I'm one of the settlers down in Dustridge. And we had some issues recently. You said the others. Can I ask you a couple questions about the others? Because I think we may have had a run-in with the others, too.
Yeah, first spin around, all three of you.
Okay, sure, sure.
Slow in a circle.
I gotcha. I mean, you no harm.
Spin. All right. So you're not wearing the same kind of jackets that the others were wearing, so...
Oh, the human flesh jackets.
The what?
What?
Godfrey.
So if you're not a part of their crew, and you're not one of the raiders, because you don't look like a raider, that's for sure, what are you doing?
We were sent out on a mission to try and talk to the raiders here to see if they know anything about these crazy cannibals who have told us that they're coming. We just need some answers. So let's just do introductions. Can we start with introductions first?
Sure, I guess.
I'm Jake. What's your name?
My name is Robert.
This is Houston and Godfrey. Our sheriff, Sheriff Ironhand, he's well known in these parts. He set up a truce with these guys up here to the north. And all we know is that these crazy cannibals came into our town, and we don't know anything about it. But it sounds like you know something about them. So what can you tell us?
So Robert pulls out a pack of pre-war cigarettes, pulls one out, slowly lights it, and takes a draw. He says, so Sheriff Ironhand sent you three. That's it? Are there more behind you? Are like you guys outside the wall? Just you three.
Just the three of us.
To do what? To come up here and talk with...
Just get information.
Information? All right, yeah. You want information?
Yes, if you have some.
All right, sure. So Robert kind of laughs, and he just tells you to follow him. And so he makes his way with his shotgun over his shoulder, obviously not seeing you as a threat anymore, and heads over to the wall. Comes over and he says, so you want to see a raider?
I mean, not in particular. We were confused that we didn't see raiders. Why? What happened to the raiders?
Yeah, well, you're about to find out. It's just best if I show you. This is where the raiders' camp is. Usually they don't bother me. I slip them a couple caps, fix a couple of pieces of armor, and they leave me alone and leave my library alone. But there was a ruckus, if you will, so I had snuck over here to kind of see what was going on, and here you have it. Here's your raiders. And so he makes a wide gesture around the corner of the most northerly building to a large pile in the snow of...
Oh.
Of black
goodness.
And mud and blood and streak marks leading out of what looks like a blown out portion of the wall to the raider.
Oh my. Are they supposed to be in so many pieces, Master Winger?
No. Do you see how Houston and I are all in one piece? That's the norm.
That's how humans work.
Yes, I've been marveling at your the fact that your flesh suits are even functional, but this is I'm sorry, I'm going to disconnect my olfactory sensors momentarily because the stench is overwhelming.
Yeah, it's pretty gross, right? So
excuse me, sir, what happened?
It's been 4 or 5 days since the raiders all disappeared.
I mean, I guess that would almost line up. It was about 3 days ago that we had raiders show up in Dustridge telling us that they are coming, and the next thing we know, there's a cannibal sneaking around behind him. Did you hear anything else that would help us out?
No, that's the weird part, is usually if there's some sort of threat on the raiders, they think something's happening, there's infighting, rebellion, they sound the alarm to let the rest of the raiders know what's up, wake them all up, but the alarm never sounded. And they're usually a pretty sketchy bunch. They're all tweaked out on psycho, so it doesn't take much to get that alarm to go off. But no alarm.
Psycho? What is psycho?
It's a drug.
What's up with this guy?
He's not.
I'm sorry. Hello, my name is Godfrey. I was forbidden from giving you my full introduction. However, I've been locked in a vault for 200 years. I ask questions. I don't think that's unreasonable for someone who's been locked in a vault for 200 years. What is psycho?
I thought everybody in the bunkers knew about,
I was in a financial vault. I was not in one of those cesspools that generated Master Wingham.
We keep him around for the exposition.
I didn't hear a thing, right? So usually the alarms go off. I don't hear anything until I hear a loud bang. And I sneak around the corner, and all I see are a pile of raiders, and I see a bunch of cloaked figures with knives just peeling them apart. Like they were a bunch of rad stags.
With their cloaks, did they have any special markings on those cloaks?
Oh yeah, they all did. I assume that there was some sort of unit that they were all together. I mean, they were organized.
Did they have anything like on the backs of the cloaks?
Yeah, it looked like a logo or something. Looked like two big hands.
Could they have been antlers?
They could be. It's hard to tell. I mean, I thought they were hands. I just thought they were whatever their logo was or whatever clan they're from. That's where it came from. But they saw me. When I rounded the corner after I heard the bang, you know, the raiders grow soft on you. So I ran around the corner and they saw me clear as day. And all I have is this double barrel shotgun. And I counted at least 30. And they looked up at me and just continued to work. I did do some snooping afterwards, and I had seen footprints leading out of the west gate. Looked like somebody had gotten hurt really bad and had headed south. But that's all
I
know. Yeah.
Wait,
that's probably our guy.
Leading out of the west gate.
Can see there where the gate opens up. You know, there was blood trail, and it looked like multiple footprints heading that way. So I don't know if...
Over here?
There was a chase. No, to the south. That's where they drug them all out, and they packaged up the raiders like meat and just headed on out without making a word, without talking to each other, just packaged it up and left.
This is horrendous.
But like I said, they saw me, and you see what they could do, and they never touched me. They never...
I wonder.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I just counted my lucky stars that they didn't gun me down, because obviously they could. And like I said, this was all done. I never heard a shot. The only sound I heard was them breaking that back wall out so they could cart these hunks of meat out, and they were gone.
Master Robert, you are of the same persuasion as Miss McKinley over here, I believe. What was it, Mr. Winger? A ghoul?
That's what we call them.
A ghoul. Do I analyze both of them? Do they both give off the same heat signature? Do they give off the same chemicals, pheromones? I want to know what it is about Master Robert that they were not able to perceive him, or they did not bother him.
I don't know. The readings are the same for both of them. They're both walking, talking ghouls with higher rates of radiation absorption than normal, but check out his ghouls.
Interesting.
I couldn't tell you. I found what I thought was a footprint over by the Super Duper Mart, I checked in there, and my cousins were all still shambling around in there, so they didn't bother them either.
Wait. You said your cousins are shambling.
Yeah.
Are Are your cousins feral by chance?
A little offensive, but yeah, they've since turned and no longer are able to hold conversations. I protect them. I feed them. I make sure that they're taken care of. They don't bother me. You know, they don't attack me because I'm one of them, but I take care of them. And, you know, they kind of act like an early warning system, like having, you know, attack dogs around. All I know is that it looks like somebody had been rummaging around there, but they had left them alone. For them to have killed 40 plus raiders and leave me and the cousins alone, it's just weird.
Master Winger, I would advise that if we are on a reconnaissance mission, that we should leave the non-verbal community alone. I don't know that they would provide much value.
Now, you say you think that these cloaks, these jackets that they had antlers on them?
Yes, we've heard them described as antlers, we've heard them described as wings, you've described them as hands. I can see how that would be construed, or interpreted, if you will, in either way. However, I do believe, based on your description, they are the same.
I have a fairly extensive catalog of books and resources, but I also have an electronic database in the back of the library. Oh, but we can try to take a peek if you want. I've been racking my brain and going through everything I have. So
no, I'd love that.
Does it have standard coaxial interface?
It does.
Oh, perfect.
This was a public library after all, so they tried to keep things as, you know, as user-friendly as possible.
Universal standards. What a joke, am I right?
So Robert walks you guys to the library and he takes you to the back. You guys already kind of have it in the back of your mind what it would look like, since all libraries are very similar. And he takes you to a row of computers and a mainframe, all still on, operational, fairly clean, and they all look like they have been used fairly recently.
Master Robert, I am impressed with the maintenance of your systems.
Well, there's tons of books on how to fix this stuff, and I made sure to maintain all of this because it's been a long 200 years, and what better way to pass the centuries, you know, than reading and getting on these old computers and, you know, Encarta.
Finally, someone who understands.
Right? I had time.
As a member of the Mechanical Brethren, I do appreciate your efforts in your preservation.
I appreciate the fact that there are still books in this world. I haven't seen books in a long, long time.
That's all I care about really anymore. After the cousins slipped over to the other side, I've kind of left alone, so this is all I do. Sit, read, kick back, clean this place, and protect it. So feel free to get on these computers and type away. See if you can find some.
What was it that you wanted to show us?
So I had thought that those were maybe handprints, like you said, maybe wings. So I was trying to narrow down who these people could have been or where they came from. I was at a loss, but you guys mentioned something about antlers. Maybe we can take a peek at that.
So I walk over to the big mainframe right here, and I sit on down. I want to search for cannibal groups.
Okay, give me a roll.
Ooh,
let's 14. Try.
Please, make another attempt, Swinger.
Yeah, six. Yes.
Okay, so you pull up at least 100 entries for cannibal groups. But they're still on the screen, and you see that there's a way of refining your searches.
Game Master, what kind of refinement can I do here?
You can add extra search words because everything seems like it's tagged pretty thoroughly.
Okay.
Like some sort of online encyclopedia.
Ooh, all right. I'm going to look. I'm going to search for Michigan.
Michigan? All right. So you search up Michigan and you find no entries for Michigan.
I search for, I guess, cannibal groups. guys, what are some ideas for how we can refine this? Antlers. I search antlers.
Antlers. Yes, yes. The symbol on the back of their skin jackets.
Yeah.
All right, so this is... It's gone up in its complication. So you're going to need to roll as many dice as you want to purchase and or roll, but you're going to need to roll 2 successes on this one. You can also ask for help. If you ask for help, they can spend an action point and they can give one of their attributes or their skills as well.
Okay. Is anybody better than... Let's see here. I have, according to me, good with medicine, sneak, speech.
And this one is going to be an intelligence science.
I have 7 intelligence, and for science I have 2. So that would mean I need a 9 or lower twice in a row.
Twice. Godfrey has a 7 in intelligence.
I have a 3 in science. I don't even see science as an option here.
Or you can spend a luck point and ask me something and I have to tell you the truth.
Ooh.
You know what? I think let's risk it for the biscuit first, you know?
All right. Go for it.
Can these guys jump in at one point? And if I fail, can they take over?
They can. But you each get okay. One shot.
So I'm going to try... I'm going to give it a go.
Go for it.
I rolled a 7.
Okay. Ooh, 7.
Come on. No, it was almost a 3. It was a 16. Okay, so I got...
Can I roll to assist?
You can take your crack at it. Houston kind of shuffles you out of the way, cracks his old bony skin falling off fingers.
Let me show you how it's done, kid.
All right, yeah, go for it.
Ooh. Oh, my.
That pulled up worse results.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Houston goes to type and pulls up random ancient videos of what is an old, long extinct creature with fur and what looks like whiskers and pointy ears playing with what looks like old balls of yarn and lasers.
It reminds me of my old cat, Mr. Putty Toes.
Oh, dear. You indomitable flashbacks. Get out of the way.
Robert moves the seat out of the way so Godfrey's thruster doesn't, you know, catch it on fire. And Godfrey starts tapping away with his metal hands.
Ew.
A 10, that's a success.
Yeah, that's a success.
Oh! And a match! Roll 1!
Godfrey stops typing on the keyboard and just starts whispering to the mainframe. The mainframe starts making clicking and whirring sounds not heard before. The screen flashes and narrows down to 1 entry and 1 entry alone.
What the hell is that creature?
Master Winger, I do believe that is a... If I'm not mistaken, that is a Wendigo. The legend of old.
Wendigo? Isn't that an RV? An old RV of old?
Oh, dear. No, Mr. McKinley, that's a Winnebago. No, this is a Wendigo. This dates back to the 15th... 16th century.
Listen, I would have known if I saw one of those things. That is definitely not what I saw. They were packaging up those raiders like they were taking them to a butcher, but there was no creatures like that. I wouldn't still be here if that thing
no,
was here.
But it was just a Native American myth. It was the creature that ate people and then mind controlled other people to eat people, right? It's not real.
It was cannibalistic. And Master Winger, might I remind you that there was human flesh inside the pocket of that raider.
We have to have real evidence.
As the group stands around the terminal, in awe and shock of what they've seen, this is the end of Chapter 3.
No!
No! Don't do that to us!
Will
it's
they?
It's just an RV, guys. I don't know what you're talking about.
Will they find the mythological beast of yesteryore of the RV or whatever other creature may be lurking in the woods? Will they be able to warn the fine people of Dustridge about what they've seen? Is what they've seen even real, or is this just the machinations of a ghoul's mind going? We'll find out next time on the next episode of The Big Red Button.
With that, I'm Jake Winger.
I am Godfrey. It is pronounced in the traditional King's English of G.
I'm Houston.
Oh, sorry, not now.
And no, I am your overseer. And we will see you guys next time.
Bye!
Cheerio!
The Big Red Button is a production of the Grapefruit Network. To learn more about this show, visit us at bigredbutton.show. And to find out more about the other shows in our network, head over to thegrapefruitnetwork.com.